This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized that cleanliness is the foundation of the country's cultural consciousness. The president made this remark while conferring the Swachh Sarvekshan 2024-25 awards at a ceremony held in New Delhi. Lauding the efforts of states and union territories under the Swachh Bharat mission, President Murmu said Swachh Sarvekshan has proved to be a successful initiative.
मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि वर्ष 2024 के लिए आवासन और शहरी कार्य मंत्रालय द्वारा विश्व के सबसे बड़े स्वच्छता सर्वेक्षण का आयोजन किया गया है। इस सर्वेक्षण में विभिन्न हितधारकों, राज्य सरकारों, शहरी निकायों तथा लगभग 14 करोड़ देशवासियों की भागीदारी सुनिश्चित की है। निष्पक्ष सर्वेक्षण द्वारा आकलन के आधार पर अच्छा प्रदर्शन करने वाले सभी निकायों का पुरस्कार हेतु चयन किया गया है।
Indore once again retained its title as India's cleanest city for the 8th consecutive year. Surat secured the second position, while Navi Mumbai ranked third in the central government's annual cleanliness survey. During the event, a total of 78 awards were presented across various categories. This year, the awards were presented across four categories, including Super Swachh League cities and the top three cleanest cities in five different population categories. The Bihar government today announced free electricity up to 125 units to consumers in the state from the 1st of next month. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar announced the decision, saying it will benefit 1 crore 67 lakh families in the state. He added that over the next 3 years, with the consent of these domestic consumers, solar power plants will be installed on their rooftops and at nearby public places. Mr. Kumar also said the Bihar government will fully bear the cost of installing solar power plants for extremely poor families under the ongoing Kutir Jyoti scheme. For the remaining consumers, the state government will provide financial assistance to set up solar power plants. The Enforcement Directorate is conducting searches in connection with the Changur Baba religious conversion case. Search operations are being conducted at 14 premises, 12 in Uttarola, Balrampur in Uttar Pradesh, and 2 places in Mumbai. The Delhi government has ordered an anti-corruption branch ACB probe into alleged irregularities in the Jai Bhim Chief Minister Talent Development Scheme during the tenure of the previous Aam Aadmi Party government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Education Minister Ashish Sood accused the Aam Aadmi Party of a 145 crore rupee scam during the COVID-19 period under the scheme. He said Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta had recommended an investigation into the matter, following which Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena directed the ACB to initiate an inquiry. In Maharashtra, 7 persons, including 3 women and 1 child, were killed and 2 others seriously injured after a car collided with a motorcycle in Nashik district. The accident occurred late last night near a nursery on the Nashik Dindori Road in Nashik district. An Alto car carrying 7 passengers collided with a 2-wheeler, and both vehicles were found in a small canal alongside the road. Police officials who rushed to the scene upon receiving the alert confirmed the details. In Karnataka, the district administration for Dakshina Kannada, Udupi and Kodagu have declared a holiday for schools and Anganwadi Kendras today. They have also warned fishermen not to venture into the sea as strong winds ranging from 40 to 50 kilometers per hour hit the seashore. In Kerala, the IMD has forecast heavy rains and holiday has been declared for all educational institutions, including professional colleges and Kendriya Vidyalayas in Malappuram, Palakkad, Thrissur, Ernakulam, Idukki and Alappuzha districts today. Domestic equity benchmarks, Sensex and Nifty, traded in the red today, weighed down by subdued sentiment across Asian markets. The 30-share index at BSE Sensex was trading 143 points down at 82,514, while the Nifty 50 index shed 0.14% or 34 points to trade at 25,179 a short while ago. However, the broader market at BSE showed a slight uptick. The mid-cap index was up 0.17% and small-cap index added 0.4% a short while ago. And with that, we end this news bulletin.